Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, Lima. Soy Lizzie.
Alan here.
Newbie series, lesson number 12.
I'm full. Here we go for our 12th lesson of the newbie series of SpanishPod101.com. ¿Cómo estás, Lizzie?
Estoy lista para estudiar, gracias. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 12th lesson of the newbie series in SpanishPod101.com.
The place where we take a multifaceted approach to language, emphasizing listening comprehension, speech, grammar, vocabulary, and usage.
With us, you learn to speak Spanish no matter which Hispanic country you're going to.
Listen to one lesson and you'll be speaking Spanish immediately.
Thanks for making us part of your day. We've got a fantastic lesson in store for you.
What are we looking at today, Lizzie?
Today, we're going to be looking at expressions related to being full, that is, to not being hungry. And we're also going to have a look at adjectives.
Where does our conversation take place?
Today's conversation takes place at a dining room table in the northern Peruvian city of Trujillo, where Felipe and Juana are just finishing lunch in the house of their Aunt Rosa.
Don't forget to check out the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
There, you'll find lesson-specific and general reference tools.
Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
¿Quieres más, Felipe?
No, gracias, tía. Ya estoy lleno.
¿Y tú, Juana?
Estoy satisfecha. Usted prepara muy bien el ceviche.
¿Ustedes están seguros?
Gracias, tía, pero estamos repletos.
And now, slower.
Una vez más. Esta vez, lentamente.
¿Quieres más, Felipe?
No. Gracias, tía. Ya estoy lleno.
¿Y tú, Juana?
Estoy satisfecha. Usted prepara muy bien el ceviche.
¿Ustedes están seguros?
Gracias, tía, pero estamos repletos.
And now with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
¿Quieres más, Felipe?
Do you want more, Felipe?
No, gracias, tía. Ya estoy lleno.
No, thanks, Aunt Rosa. I'm full.
¿Y tú, Juana?
And you, Juana?
Estoy satisfecha. Usted prepara muy bien el ceviche.
I am satisfied. You prepare the ceviche very well.
¿Ustedes están seguros?
Are you all sure?
Gracias, tía, pero estamos repletos.
Yes, thank you, Aunt Rosa, but we are stuffed.
Alan, as a foreigner, what do you think of Peruvian food?
I love it, Lizzie. Thanks for asking. I adore Peruvian food. You know, it's so rich in variety and flavor. Maybe because we have the jungle here, the mountains, and the coast, which all bring different ingredients. And plus, you know, immigration from a lot of different countries mixed in with the cuisine of the indigenous people here. What a rich, rich cuisine. And I love ceviche.
Oh, ceviche is one of the most famous dishes in Peru.
Yeah, that's right. And for our listeners who don't know what it is, it's, in fact, raw fish that's been marinated in lime juice. And the lime juice serves to actually cook the fish. So it has something of the, you know, the texture of sushi, but a very, very alive flavor because of the lime juice. And it's served with sliced onion. The Peruvian onion is actually quite a sweet onion. And with some ají, which is pepper. Oh, it's just delicious. Okay, enough about food. Let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. First,
más.
More, plus, or the plus sign.
Más, más.
Next, we'll listen to
lleno, llena.
Full.
Lleno, llena. Lleno, llena.
Okay, let's listen to
satisfecho, satisfecha.
Satisfied.
Satisfecho. Satisfecha. Satisfecho, satisfecha.
Okay, let's listen to
preparar.
To prepare.
Preparar. Preparar.
Okay, next we'll move to...
Seguro, segura.
Sure, safe, insurance.
Seguro, segura. Seguro, segura.
Now let's listen to...
Tío, tía.
Uncle, aunt.
Tío, tía. Tío, tía.
And to finish off...
Repleto, repleta.
Stuffed, replete.
Repleto, repleta. Repleto, repleta.
I think we need more vocabulary.
Do you mean necesitamos más vocabulario?
Yes, exactly. Do you see how I did that?
Did what?
Our first vocabulary word was más.
Ah, there you go. I already provided an example.
You did. Thank you. The word más can be used as an adverb, as it is here, in which case it simply means more.
It can also be used as a preposition and a noun.
Lizzie, let's focus on one thing at a time. We'll look at those usages in a future lesson. How about focusing on más as an adverb?
As an adverb, it's used pretty much like more is in English.
I think that's simple enough. So what's next down the line?
The next word we're going to look at today is lleno.
Okay, full. Got an example for us?
Sí, ella está llena.
She is full.
Now, the important thing to notice with the adjective lleno, aside from the fact that it means full, is that it must agree with the noun it modifies in both gender and number.
Right, and that means that if the noun is feminine, as it is here, the adjective must be feminine. And if the noun is singular, as it is here, then the adjective must also be singular.
But don't worry about making mistakes. This is an important part of the Spanish language, but it takes some time to get used to.
Right, don't be afraid to make those mistakes. Be prepared. As in...
Preparamos la comida.
We prepare the meal.
So the verb preparar means to prepare.
It's not all that different than the English. That should make it easy to remember.
I would think so. Moreover, the verb preparar is a regular AR verb, which means that it will follow the regular conjugations for all AR verbs.
Right, like trabajar, hablar, and estudiar.
Once you learn the conjugation pattern, you'll be able to knock those out with no problem.
Okay, this brings us to the last vocabulary word today, which is tío. Lizzie, how about one more example?
Tía Rosa está en la casa.
Aunt Rosa is in the house. Lizzie, can you explain why tío became tía?
As we saw with the adjective lleno, sometimes words in Spanish change their endings in order to show gender.
This is also the case with some nouns.
Exactly. For example, if we say tío with an O at the end, it means uncle. But if we say tía with an A at the end, it means aunt.
This makes it easy to remember because there's only one root word for the two meanings. All right, let's move on and have a more thorough look at the grammar used in this lesson.
Today is important. We're going to learn two aspects of grammar.
Okay, which are?
Being full or not being hungry.
Yeah, and?
And we'll look at how to make adjectives agree with the nouns that they modify. Let's take, for example, the adjective lleno, which we saw in the vocabulary section of this lesson. In the singular, we have lleno for the masculine and llena for the feminine.
In the plural, we have llenos for the masculine and llenas for the feminine.
Lleno, llena, llenos, llenas.
That doesn't seem too hard. Lizzie, can you take us back to where this appeared in the conversation?
Yo estoy lleno.
I am full. Now, the most important thing to remember that it was Felipe who said this.
Right. And of course, we know that Felipe is a male.
We also know that he is only one person, which means that the masculine singular form of the adjective must be used.
That's why he says lleno.
Lizzie, let's suppose that you're speaking for yourself and for your friend Maria. How would you say we are satisfied?
Nosotras estamos satisfechas.
We are satisfied. This time we see that there is more than one person that we're talking about. And we also know that both of these people, Lizzie and Maria, are females.
This means that we have to use the feminine plural form of the adjective, which is satisfechas, with the AS ending.
Don't worry, guys. After a while, this kind of thing will just become second nature.
And just so you know, most Spanish speakers are very forgiving when native English speakers make mistakes with this kind of agreement. And these mistakes are completely understandable, seeing that in English, for the most part, gender in nouns and adjective doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's very different. And, you know, after 13 years, from time to time, I still make those mistakes, but people are very forgiving. And you know what? To make matters worse, there are a couple exceptions to the gender rules. For example, that, you know, put an A on the end and it's feminine, put an O on the end and it's masculine. Because you do get exceptions like la mano, which is the hand. So la, but mano. So it's not easy, but as we said, it does become second nature. Just remember that when you learn your nouns, try to memorize them together with the article. That will make your usage of these words much easier further down the road. You'll thank yourself for that little bit of extra effort that you've put in at the beginning.
Brilliant explanation, Alan. And look at you now.
Yeah, it was a long road. I remember when I was beginning. I know that it's not easy. Spanish takes work. That's as simple as that. But you start with nothing, and over time, just like me, you'll get to become a fairly good speaker.
Nothing is easy at the beginning. Learning English wasn't easy for me, but I must say that I was attracted very much and enjoyed to learn it, and I used to practice it listening lots of music.
That's a good one. Listen to music. But guys, again, that's what we're here for. We're here to encourage you and just to let you know that it's possible.
Be sure to pick up the PDF at SpanishPod101.com. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to use our forum or comment on today's lesson.
That's right, and if you ever want to take the next step, why not come down to Lima and study with us here at El Sol Spanish Language School in Miraflores. Okay, people, see you again tomorrow.
Ya nos vemos mañana.